All right, wait, let's move on to another thing that you consider essential. And it's something that I know you have expertise on many topics, but this is something that I know you have tremendous superlative expertise in.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but I mean, the area that I want to talk about is how patients are scheduled in the office, doctor patients, how they're, I'm not talking about hygiene, I'm talking about the doctor patients. And this is a topic where I feel that I've got probably more expertise than any other area in dentistry because, as you said, I started consulting full-time 18 years ago. But prior to that, for the last 7 or 8 years that I was in clinical practice, I was doing some part-time coaching and consulting in a very niche area, which was showing busy dental practices how they could be more productive and more profitable through attention to the details regarding the scheduling of doctor patients. And this would, you know, involve an analysis on my part of their current production per hour in a practice that was pretty busy and teach them ways that that production could be increased. And you know, there's a big difference between being busy and being profitable. And it would be obviously beyond the scope of the interview that we're doing today to give the specifics of how to do this, but you do have to realize, if you're going to be successful, that there are only so many hours in the day and so many days in the week. And, you know, once the time goes by, you never get it back. So you have to try to maximize every hour of every day to be profitable and productive when you're scheduling. So, I couldn't go into a six-hour seminar on scheduling, but here's a couple of points that I would, you know, that I could share with people about scheduling in the doctor's visit. I think that proper scheduling starts with a consistent 12 to 15 minute morning huddle at the beginning of the day. I mean, anybody can do this. And I really do believe that practices that have a morning huddle do 15% better than those that don't. I do not recommend saving time blocks for emergencies. Emergency times can be determined at the morning huddle every day. And at the huddle, we identify the three best times based on the doctor's schedule that day as to where an emergency could be seen. And that emergency is always sidebooked. Do not do definitive therapy for emergency patients. That is the surest way to get behind. Palliative treatment is what is indicated, and the people need to be rescheduled. No procedure will get put in the primary schedule unless it has been diagnosed and seen by the doctor and priced out to the patient. Another thing that I recommend is that every patient requiring local anesthesia for the procedure is seated in the treatment room where they're going to be seen 20 minutes before the treatment will be actually started. The doctor takes a quick minute to deliver that anesthesia and then goes back to the main treatment room. I would encourage practices to stop scheduling defensively. What I mean by that is I see a lot of sloppy scheduling where much too much time is allocated to a procedure. And this, of course, could be a defense mechanism by the front desk if the doctor's always running late. I feel that in order to be able to be productive, you need to delegate, delegate, delegate wherever possible to highly trained dental assistants. And, of course, you need to stay on time, you know, because people respect your time in direct proportion to the way that you respect yours. And I think the doctor is in control of the schedule. The best schedule in the world can be blown up by the doctor getting off track, doing these emergency visits and doing definitive therapy or doing whatever. I always tell people you got to know when to punt, okay? What does that mean? You know, if you're in the first quarter of a football game and you've got 4th and 3 on your own 20-yard line, of course you're going to punt. You're not going to go for it because you got the whole game to be able to go. So knowing when to punt is a metaphor for in your dental practice when something's not going right. You're taking an impression, and the impression didn't come out. And maybe there's a little bit of bleeding, and now, you know, you're sweating and you're trying to be able to get this thing done. Put the damn temporary back on. Resubmit it, get the patient to come back. That's called punting because now the rest of your day will go smoothly. Otherwise, it's going to be a disaster. So clearly, the doctor must be aware of the time when we're talking about scheduling.
You know, it's funny. I love the term punting. And I don't know if that's a commonly used term, but I remember way back when I was in dental school, I was in emergency clinic and we had this patient. He was just a mess. And the instructor came over to me, like put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, "Look at all these patients waiting to get into emergency clinic. We're backed up, so we're going to have to punt this guy over to oral surgery." And and he was so right. If we had attempted to treat that guy in emergency clinic, we would have been there all day. You know, 50 other people would have been screaming and disgruntled and whatever. So we punted him over. But you know, it's so true what you said also, that ultimately, it's up to the doctor to run the schedule and to keep it on time. And geez, Mayor, I don't know, how many times have you seen doctors just dilly-dallying around and you want to just say, "What the heck are you doing?" You know, like, I don't know what people do.
And I mean, the people who deserve your time are the people with a scheduled appointment. I mean, they're there. And, you know, patients, they've got these antennae. You may not think, you know, they're sitting in a room and you're off doing this and that and whatever. They know exactly what's going on. And it is really insulting to them. So you need to be able to stay on time for the people who paid to come in there that day. You got to be able to somehow or other finagle these emergency things in. I mean, no emergency really needs to take more than 15 minutes of your time when you actually sit down. And there's just got to be a way of coordinating all that and respecting patients and staying on time. It's just, you're not going to be successful without it.
So let's say that you are, you know, your schedule's really busy, you're running on time, but your schedule's just packed. How do you get the new patient in?
Well, the new patient, I mean, again, we could probably have a four-hour conversation on this. I mean, I believe that all new patients should be seen in the hygiene schedule. You can have people say, no, I, the doctor, need to see every single patient before they can go into the hygiene schedule. I believe that all new patients should be seen in the hygiene schedule, and I believe that it is the job of the hygienist to know which new patient does not need a prophy, not which one does, which one does not. And if somebody has extensive needs, needs certain things, the doctor needs to be alerted in enough time so that they can maybe save 10, 12, 13 minutes of that hygiene hour, adjust what they're doing in their own treatment room to be able to come in to be able to see a new patient. But I don't believe that they should start treatment planning as a new patient in the hygiene room. That just gets everybody behind. The hygienist is, you know, excited. You know, she's giving you the eye, get out of my room. And so I think that new patients are seen in specific times, you know, for consults, for treatment presentations after they've been seen in hygiene. So I wouldn't be bringing a new patient in unless you decide that any new patient that I'm going to see, I'm going to give them a half hour or an hour. And I do my analysis and I find that that's very expensive because some of those people don't need that much time.
You're so right. It's funny. When I first, Dave and I too, both of us, when we first started lecturing and writing, we were both kind of on our high horses about all new patients need to see the doctor first. The hygienist is diagnosing, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, after being in my practice and hearing about 10 patients in 1 week not make an appointment because they wanted a cleaning, I thought, you know, maybe there's a better way to do this. You're so right.
You know, the other thing is, I mean, when you analyze, and again, this is part of the whole scheduling thing, you know, what's the doctor's hour worth and what's the hygienist's hour worth? So if you've got new patients that are coming in, I mean, if they've been referred by a patient that's existing in your practice, they're probably more likely to show up. Now, if they've responded to some direct mail, I'm not so sure. If they've responded to somebody on the internet that you've seen, I'm not so sure, because they don't really have a relationship with you. So if you've got a new patient that's set in the doctor's schedule and you save an hour for them and they don't show up, I mean, that's extraordinarily costly, at least if it's in the hygiene schedule, which may be at a third or a quarter of what you're going to be producing per hour, and they don't show up. I think it's a much better economic decision.
Definitely.